Hallelujah. He's such a wonderful Lord. So I'm going to speak about this comfort that we have from God. You know, all of us need comfort, every one of us. We have trials, we have tests. Sometimes it's very hard what we're going through. Illness is in our bodies. We lose loved ones that have to be going. They go on to be with the Lord Jesus and go away, and we don't get to see them hardly at all. But praise the Lord, our God is the faithful God. He is a comfort to us no matter what goes on in life. I wonder if you turn in your Bible with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, New Testament. Apostle Paul's teaching. Praise the name of Jesus. This is in the first chapter. 2 Corinthians. And before we start, we'll ask the Lord's blessing on the Word of God, that it will mean something to us today, okay? Father, thank you so much for your love to us. Oh, how blessed we are. Father, there's so much stuff going on in this world, dear Father, awful things that are happening. And, oh, Lord, how grateful we are that we know Jesus, that we can come to him in our times of trouble and just talk to you and know that you really care. And we praise you so much. We pray you will bless this word to our hearts, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. So 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, we're going to begin reading with verse 3. Of course, this is Apostle Paul writing. And he says there, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort." Think of that, having somebody that's merciful to us. You know, a lot of people have a misconception of God and what he is. In one part of scripture says, God is love. God is love. That's his character. He is a loving God. And so how precious it is to see here that blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. He cares. He really cares about the struggles that we have. And the God of all comfort, just always there to take care of us and give us strength that we need. I can't thank him enough for that he has done for me, how faithful he is to me. Praise the name of Jesus. Let's look at verse 4. Now it's still speaking about God our Father, who comforts us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. I hope each one of you have tried that. You know, we have friends, we have loved ones. A lot of times they're going through terrific trials and tests and can't understand why they're going through those things, you know. And there's great trials that we go through. But we've known the Lord to take care of us, so that gives us a peace. We can offer it to other people. Say, yes, the Lord was with me in my trial, and so I pray that he will be with you in your trials. Praise the Lord, and he will. Verse 4 says, who comforts us with all of our tribulation, that he may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. It doesn't make any difference what kind of trouble you're in. Our God is greater. Our God is better. He gives us that victory in our lives. Praise the Lord. By this comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Oh, I love those verses. Praise the Lord. Let's read on. Verse 5. For as the suffering of Christ abounds in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Well, what's he talking about here? Well, we know from the scripture and from history, the kind of things that Apostle Paul suffered, they were all the time trying to catch him, defeat him, beat him, threw him into a great big pot thing that was for keeping some grain or something and kept him down in there. You and I can't even imagine that. If we went to jail, we wouldn't be inside of a great big old pot that didn't have any bathrooms or anything else. That wouldn't be the kind of thing you and I would be suffering. But think of Apostle Paul and others of the New Testament writers that suffered really tremendously for Christ. It was amazing that they could keep on believing, keep on trusting in the wonderful Lord that was always there with them. Praise the name of Jesus. So verse 6, whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Now, Apostle Paul, being the person he was, a person who knew the will of God, knew what God was doing in the lives of people. Think of that. He was a consolation for the other people. He could say, hey, you know, you got a trial? I've got a trial too. They're persecuting me, yet I know God is faithful. He's going to bring me through this. Praise the Lord. And it's our privilege today to pray for one another. If you're in a trial and you feel like you cannot stand it on your own, you know what you need to do? You need to call up some of the people of God that pray and say, pray for me. I need help. I need help. I am, you know, we are helpless people. You know that, I think. All of you know that, don't you? You think maybe you're strong. You think that nothing will matter to you. But you are a person who needs the saints, of the people of God, to pray with you. You are a person who needs the love of God and all of the people to pray for you that you know of. And hallelujah, that is so beautiful that he prays for us. Now let's read verse 7. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of the sufferings, you shall be also of the consolation. So if I want to have some consolation, I have to have some trouble. I have to have some things that are bothering me. Yes, and there isn't one of us here in this place today who hasn't had troubles. We all have troubles of some kind, don't we? But you know what? God is on our side. And that our God is so sweet and wonderful. He loves us. What a thing to have the God of the universe love us and watch out for us on the needs that we have. Oh, praise God. In the Old Testament, it talks about the Father of mercies. And it's such a beautiful thing to think of. When we use the word mercy, it means kindness. You know, we think, okay, mercy means like I feel sorry for you. No, that's not it. It actually, in the original language, speaks of kindness and pity. And in the Old Testament, they had this thing called the mercy seat, which was inside of the deepest part of the tabernacle and also in the temple. And that was where only the high priest could go in there and offer the Lord, asking him to pray for different situations and things. Isn't that something? We don't have that today, but what do we have? We have the Lord Jesus Christ, who is sitting at the right hand of God, praying for us all the time. That's what the Bible says. He intercedes for us. There in his place, he takes that position to intercede for us there in the presence of God our Father. Hallelujah. And in Psalm 6:2, it says, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My bones are vexed right now. Praise the Lord. My little dog tried to stomp on me. She only weighs about 13, 14 pounds. Most of you know this tail. This is a tail that happened to me just recently. My leg is purple a lot because my little dog decided to take a long run through the house. And I decided to get up and go somewhere. And she met me in the middle of the area right there in the door opening. And wham, I couldn't even move. It hurt me so bad. I couldn't imagine how a dog that small could hurt me. You know, boy, it's been a trial. So what does God do? He has mercy on us. He has mercy on us, for we are weak. And then this verse in chapter 6, 2 says, oh, Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My bones are vexed. I know all of you have been there. Psalm 23:6, this is a beautiful psalm. I hope every one of you have memorized this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. All of that in there. But I'm just going to read verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the Lord. He is with us. He dwells with us. We are right there. You know, it's not like, well, his house is way up there and I'm not there yet. And so I don't know if I'm in the house of the Lord. Yes, we love Lord Jesus with all of our heart. We're in the house of the Lord all the time. He's always with us. He's protecting us, taking care of us. He's holding us up in time of trial and test. Oh, I praise the Lord for that. Praise God. The word mercy in the New Testament, when we say that God has mercy, see, a lot of the New Testament is written in Greek and Old Testament in Hebrew, but when we look at this mercy, this word mercy in the New Testament, this is one of the meanings. It means to be compassionate by word or deed, especially by divine grace, having pity on and showing mercy on us. Isn't that a beautiful thing to think of, that God loves us so much that he has mercy on us? He doesn't say, well, it's good enough for you. You did so and so, and I'm mad, so you're going to have to be punished. See, he's a loving, tender-hearted God. He really loves us, and he is working for our good. Hallelujah. Another place, he's called the God of all mercies. Praise the Lord. That is the divine character of God. He's a merciful God. He loves his people. He loves to tend to us and take care of us. Just like that shepherd, King David, and others that were shepherds in the Old Testament, and they were they were always with their sheep, taking care of the sheep. It was wonderful, wasn't it? That's the way God does to us. Praise the Lord. In Romans 11:31, it says that through your mercy, they also may obtain mercy. He's speaking of the Gentiles there. And he says that through the mercy of God, then they will also receive mercy. Isn't it great that you and I, though maybe not Jewish, I don't know if anybody's here Jewish, but, you know, I'm not a Jew, I don't think. But thought one time my great-grandmother was, but I don't think so. But anyway, whatever God wants is fine with me. But I just thank God for his mercy upon us. We obtain mercy. We obtain it. The word means to have it. If you say, God gives me mercy, I have mercy, the mercy of God, you have it. You have been you have obtained mercy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the mercy of God. God of all comfort. Isn't that a beautiful thought? All comfort comes from God. You and I are human beings. Who do we go to when we need comfort? God. We need to go to God. A lot of times people really fail us, don't they? We'd like to have them encourage us. We'd like to have them say, oh, yes, I'm praying for you, or, you know, whatever. But human beings forget. But there is one person who never, never forgets, and that is God. God, our precious Father. Hallelujah. In Romans 15:4, it says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we may through patience and comfort of the Scripture have hope, that we might have hope. Hallelujah. Do you have hope?
Yes.
If you don't have hope, something's a little bit wrong up here. Because you have been given hope. You've been given courage and strength, and the Lord is going to get you through whatever it is that you're going through. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank the Lord for that. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In verse 4 of this chapter that we're right here looking at in, there in 2 Corinthians 1, he says there what God does for his beloved children. And this is what he says. He comforts us in all tribulation. You ever feel like nobody cares? We're humans, aren't we? And sometimes we get into a trial and we think, who cares? Who cares? Praise the Lord. Then we realize, well, I have the Lord. The Lord is comforting me. He is comforting me in all my tribulation. You're going to have them. Everybody's going to have trials and tests and things going on in our private lives that we have. But our God is a precious, precious Lord. Hallelujah. So we go through the losses of life of our loved ones and the trials of our life and all these tribulations that are hard. Sometimes it's pressure that people put us under. Sometimes it's persecution. Sometimes it's burdens. You're carrying a big old burden for somebody else. Why? You know why? Why are we bearing all these things? And why do we learn to bear other people's things? Because we are part of a great body. We're part of a great body of people. We know the Lord Jesus as our Savior. And if you know Jesus as your Savior, you have a wonderful place. You have a wonderful place with God. And same it's the same way with everything in our lives. As we walk with God and yield to Him and God and yield to the Holy Spirit and our dearly beloved Lord Jesus, we just find all kinds of comfort in the Lord. He's just so faithful. He's just always right there to tell us it's okay. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The word comfort. All of us had times when we were little babies and little children that our mother was probably the one that could really comfort us better than anybody else in our life back in that time. This word comfort in the Greek, where you see that He is the God of all comfort, that meaning there, it means to call near. Isn't that what the Lord says? Whenever we're get down in the and out about something, we're just going through a big old trial, what does He say? Get away from me. You've prayed enough. You've been praying all day. That's okay. You go now because I'm busy. He never says that, does He? That word comfort means to call near. That is to invite us, to invoke us. Come, come. I'm right here. I'm going to help you. Come on. I beseech you. It means I beseech you. I exhort you and I pray that you will come and let me help you. Not talking about myself, folks. I'm talking about our dear Lord God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful group of people for us to trust in. So we ourselves are comforted of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Notice in verse 5 of this second epistle of Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 5. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds in Christ. See there? God says in another place, what does He say? All things work together for them that love the Lord, to those who are the called according to His purpose. What does that mean? It will never put on us more than we can bear. That's another scripture. He's not going to put on us more than we can bear. We're not going to be able to stand before God and say, you just allowed all those bad things to happen to me and I never could get any victory and I was so defeated and all my life I just felt terrible. See, that isn't our God. He doesn't do that. He finds out we need help, and He's right there putting His loving arms around us and saying, come on now. I'm for you. I'm watching for you. I'm going to meet all your need according to my riches and glory. That's the scripture verse. I am going to meet all your needs according to your scripture and glory. And I know a lot of you know me better than others, but I'm going to tell you, the Lord has done so many things in my life that have been so precious in spite of terrible, terrible things that have happened. God has always, and I'm not talking about the dog running over me. I'm talking about everything else in the life that can run over us at times in severe trials. awful trials that we have gone through, and God has always been there. He always has shown his love for us, his compassion on us. I just have about 7 more pages. I tell them this all the time so they won't get despondent. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, this is a promise of God. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer or permit you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. You believe that? Do you believe that, that that's what God is saying to us? See, the devil, of course, we know who he is. He'll say, God has allowed this to come your way. And yes, sir, he's just got you under terrible problems right now. How are you going to get out of this? That's the way the devil talks. And people that don't realize even how bad they sound, when we're down sometimes, somebody tries to encourage us by means that are not godly. And we have that verse in Romans 8:28. All things work together for our good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. I told you about that incident in my life when I was only about 8 years old. My dad, who was a grace minister, had left my mother for another woman. My mother was burdened and broke down and crying, and I'd hear her crying all night long. And one night, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purpose. And I thought all I would have to do is tell my mom, and she was going to be all right. But, you know, she was going through such terrible trials that when I came to her in the kitchen and put my arm around her waist and said, Mom, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and those that are called according to their purpose. She said, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. There's no way this can ever work out. Praise the Lord that she did learn that. She learned it. God raised her up after a number of years, but God raised her up. And oh, how precious it is to know the Lord, how faithful he is. He cares about us. I hope you don't get anything else today. Remember that you have God as your Savior, as your Lord. He cares about you. You are his children. Any of us, I think, here that have children, we really love our children. We want to, you know, have good things for them. That's what God feels toward us, except much deeper, much greater than any humans can ever love their children. But God, oh, he loves us. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. How faithful. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus for all that our dear Lord God does for us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm just going to just say one more little short thing and then we're going to stop. But this is a true fact. Suffering does come because we are Christians and we're not of this world. Suffering and trials come our way. That's what happened. And of course, Satan is always trying to give us defeat. But if we can just realize who we are and what God is doing for us, he cares about us. We are his dear children. He loves us. I hope everyone can remember that. In Timothy, it says, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. That's something to ponder. Do we want to be those who will reign with Christ one of these days, be in the heavens with the Lord? Praise the Lord. God is so good. Hallelujah.